A new government was finally appointed on Monday, 3 months and a day after inconclusive parliamentary elections left the country in stalemate. Mirek Topolánek's right-wing ministers have big ideas, including a flat tax and slashing bureaucracy, but apparently no support in parliament, and could be tendering their resignations by the end of the month. So why are they bothering? Rob Cameron has more.
There was an upbeat mood at Prague Castle on Monday as Mirek Topolánek and his cabinet of 15 ministers, 9 from his Civic Democrat Party and 6 independents, were officially sworn in by President Václav Klaus. Mr. Klaus had this to say at the ceremony.
Our country needs a fully functioning government, and I'd like this to be that government.
And the mood of optimism was echoed by the new Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek.
There's a lot of speculation about whether the government will win a vote of confidence or not. I want this government to deserve such trust, and I want this government to be a trustworthy one.
Fine words, but do they mean anything? Under the Czech constitution, Mr. Topolánek must now win a vote of confidence within 30 days or tender his resignation. His party controls just 81 of the 200 seats in parliament, and even if his erstwhile allies in the Christian Democrats and the Greens vote with him, that's not enough. Political analyst Jiří Peher.
Well, I think that the most likely scenario is that the cabinet of Mr. Topolánek will not pass the vote of confidence in the parliament, and it will be then asked by the president to function as a caretaking government for a period of time. And then the president basically has an unlimited amount of time to appoint a new prime minister.
But not all observers are convinced that Mr. Topolánek will fall at the first hurdle. His stated aim is to take the country to early elections, ideally in the spring of 2007. Commentator Petr Just says that if he can persuade the communists that this is also in their interests, his government could be allowed to survive until then.
The key is now the Communist Party. They are the party that will decide whether Mr. Topolánek will or will not receive the vote of confidence. As we know, the Social Democrats are definitely against this government and also against Mr. Topolánek's proposal for early elections. It's quite hard to predict anything now because the communists are in this moment very split on this issue, and it will all depend on their final decision.
However, even if the communists do decide to back Mr. Topolánek, one thing is for sure. Mirek Topolánek and his Civic Democrats are committed, on paper at least, to introducing sweeping public finance reforms, including a flat rate of tax. But with such limited political support, the chances of any of those reforms ever making it off the ground are slim. The Czech Republic may one day be overhauled by a radical right-wing government, but almost certainly it won't be this one.
Rob Cameron, thanks very much for that report.